Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Usually, BT, we have Jermaine Illuminor in this spot. He can't do it today because the Giants are playing on Thursday, so we'll try to connect with him during the week. But in his place, I don't know, maybe a little bit of an upgrade. Mercedes Monet joining us here once again on BT and Sal. How are you, Mercedes?
I'm good. I think this is the biggest upgrade. So, yes, the CEO is here. Please say hello to your CEO.
Coming in humble as always, I say. Right. Nice and shy.
How challenging is your schedule on your marriage?
Well, if you haven't seen the news, I got divorced.
We are now joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Craig said, make sure when you talk to Baldy, you tell him that he was never able to beat me at ping pong or tennis, so I wanted to bring it up to you.
We had battles. We had our battles back in the day when he was here in Philadelphia. He won some, but I know I've got some. I know I've taken some money from him. Let me just say that. Look, we were playing for matchsticks back then, and pennies, so it wasn't anything big.
Yeah, I mean, in Craig's mind, he's never lost at anything. Was this after he retired from the Phillies minor league team or right before as a third baseman?
There you have it. Calls of the day today. Check anything out that you might have missed on the free Odyssey app. It was fun to have Mercedes again in studio. Fun to reminisce with Craigie a little bit. And then, of course,
she loves coming out with us.
I think so. I think we have fun.
She's cool. Yeah. And Craig's always good to us. And I think he enjoys hanging with us as well.
I did feel like an idiot because honestly, what happened was after last time we had her in, I was like, you know what? I didn't do the proper prep. Like, I'm just not into the wrestling stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, it could have been a better interview. I thought it was fine, but it could have been better. So I went back and then started doing some homework. So I had all these questions ready for the next time she came in. It was only a few months ago. I asked her last time, oh, how's your marriage? I know you're married to a seamstress at WWE, whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, all's good. Like, a couple months later, I didn't think that she, I had no idea.
Well, I was laughing at myself because, you know, I don't know that this was necessarily your intention because I know you well enough. I don't think it was, but you're like, yeah, I was doing my research. Like, yeah, look at Sal flexing on that research. And then you ask a question that all you have to do is Google her name, and it's probably the first thing that pops up.
I know.
Divorced.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm not Googling her name. I do follow her on Instagram.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like the research, whatever research you did.
I would have known.
That was funny.
Oh, God, I felt bad, but she was cool with
it.
She was
cool. She ran with it well. She handled it well.
All right, so before we finish up with the calls here, 888-808-1019, I want to play you a little something.
I got a backstory.
You all right?
Ooh. Spasm right now.
You need Lepidoral or something? My back has been hurting me, too.
Jeez.
All right. So there was something that I came across on social media during the show that I thought you might find interesting.
Okay.
Hoff was able to go back and find the sound. This is Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee yesterday discussing Sam Darnold.
You know, but I'll say this. Everybody has liked Darnold except the Jets. You know, the people in Carolina that I talked to, they really liked him. He was, you know, at the Rams and not for very long. They liked him. I think they want to re-sign him. You know, he was looking for more of an opportunity than to play behind Stafford. And then, you know, I know that Kevin and some of the coaches in Minnesota, they really like this guy, too. So it seemed like the only people that didn't like Darnold were at the Jets.
The ones who used a premium pick, third overall.
How about that from BB?
He can't stop. That's the low-hanging fruit. He gets a chance to jab us. That's fine. And, you know, it's not that the Jets didn't like him. It's that the Jets didn't know how to properly insulate him and unlock him.
They
had a bunch of dopes running the show like they usually do.
But not only that, you're right. That's what they did first. Then they chose Zach Wilson over him.
Yeah. You know, Darnold, I always thought he got a bit of a bum rap. You know, I really did. Like, you look at some of his numbers. His first year was pretty good. I remember going, now Buffalo, I don't think was very good this year, but I remember him going up to Buffalo. It's on YouTube, and having this wild scramble. Like, it must have been like 6 degrees. I could still see like the frozen carpet up there in Buffalo. Just really showing some scramble ability, and then throwing a dime like across his body in the back of the end zone. I'm like, here we go. Like, year one of Sammy, I was pretty pumped up. And I remember he trucked, maybe it was a Denver Bronco on like Thursday Night Football. He just ran over some safety or a linebacker. Like, Darnold, to me, as much as I defended Zach, Darnold, we weren't working together.
Yeah.
Darnold actually showed more flashes that got me more excited than Zach did.
The right way
he played better.
The right way to do it, if you believed in him. Now, it was a mess. Different general manager, different head coach. But if you fully believed in his talent, you would say, let's build around him, hire the right coach to get the most out of him. But my counter to Bill would have been, yeah, Bill, that sounds great, and I know you're picking on the Jets, but you were at the game where he was seeing ghosts. Like, that wasn't made up. We saw it. I mean, yeah. Sam Darnold, I'm seeing ghosts at the game. He soiled himself against the Belichick defense, but yet everybody likes Sam Darnold. And if you were that good, how come Carolina didn't keep him? Look where they're at now. They're going with the red rifle with Andy Dalton. If he would have stuck with the Rams. Well, you know, why all of a sudden? By the way, he didn't even get the starting job with the Vikings.
He's picking. And by the way, Belichick could have brought him to the Pats if he liked him that much.
Right, you chose Mac Jones.
A few others too, right? I mean, listen, the thing about the ghost, oh God, the ghost game, I really thought that was wildly overstated. Like, the way it was the butt fumble was one optic. That was just, you know, comical. Look at, you know, Dopey Sanchez.
I always thought that was overplayed. It was a stupid play.
Big ass and just ricocheting his head backwards. Like, it was just, that was, I mean, that was the cherry on top of the circus. But the Darnold stuff, and I remember watching it real well. Like, to me, it's like, remember the scene in Rocky when he's in the corner? Hey, I see three of them. Yeah. Hit the one in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even you can be a finely, not that Rocky's real, yeah, yeah. He's fictitious, made-up character, but you can be a finely tuned athlete and in the moment be a little confused. Like, people took that as an ultimate sign of weakness and lack of clarity and the inability to process, where I just think he's just like, man, I'm playing like ass. I'm seeing ghosts out there. I got to wake up. Like, I thought people really hijacked that, and I, you know, now it would fit the narrative of the Jets, of Darnold, of the game, of the rivalry, of the Belichick stuff.
Yeah.
I did not think that was very fair. And by the way, the way he's played since, not very accurate.
Understood. But at the time, he said, I was seeing ghosts out there, and he had a horrific game.
I know, but even as a Jets fan, like, listen, it bothered me that we got waxed again on national TV. But
the quarterback saying, I was seeing ghosts out there.
No, but I just never hung on. Difference, you and I don't hang on the words literally. That's like why, and we had this conversation with Boone, like when Boone didn't declare a new closer, he said, hey, we're going to, whatever phrase he used.
Get creative.
We're going to get creative, right? And I said, hey, listen, I don't care what he said. I care who he pitches. And, you know, I don't care if he chastises Torres as much as does he eventually sit him. These are different things you and I have discussed. Or is it Verdugo in the outfield or Dominguez? Who's playing?
Right.
Like, that's what I really react to. So, again, it was, dude, it fit the Jets narrative.
I get it. I know. It was just, and now Bill piling on yet again.
Yeah, he can go take, he can go scratch, man. I mean, listen, Dable keeps winning. Bill ain't getting hired by the Giants. And then Bill's going to have no job.
He might be the Cowboys coach.
Hey, Bill.
He might be the Cowboys coach before week five. Who knows?
How's your girlfriend that you're 96 years old?
I knew that would get you.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.